Chapter 13. The Jewish People and Their Rebuilt Temple. Part 2. The third way we know the Jewish people really are ready to rebuild this last day's temple now, is that the Jewish leaders are ready to build the temple. But don't take my word for it. Let's listen to God's.
Revelation 11:1-8. I was given a reed like a measuring rod and was told, "Go and measure the temple of God and the altar and count the worshippers there. But exclude the outer court, do not measure it, because it has been given to the Gentiles. They will trample on the holy city for 42 months. And I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy for 1260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands that stand before the Lord of the earth. If anyone tries to harm them, fire comes from their mouths and devours their enemies. This is how anyone who wants to harm them must die. These men have power to shut up the sky so that it will not rain during the time they are prophesying, and they have power to turn the waters into blood and to strike the earth with every kind of plague as often as they want. Now when they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up from the abyss will attack them and overpower and kill them. Their bodies will lie in the street of the great city, which is figuratively called Sodom and Egypt, where also their Lord was crucified."
According to our text, the book of Revelation clearly reveals that a Jewish temple is clearly going to be rebuilt, i.e. in existence during the seven-year tribulation, right? It's right there in the text. And that's big news because the last Jewish temple was destroyed in 70 AD by the Romans, which is exactly what Jesus prophesied would happen. What else did it say? It said the two witnesses and the Antichrist are going to be associated with this temple, and it's located where? Where did it say? The holy city, where their Lord was crucified, right? And where Jesus was crucified? In Jerusalem, right? So, the Bible clearly says, in yet another passage, that in the last days, there will be a rebuilt Jewish temple specifically in Jerusalem. Here's the point. Do we see any signs of the Jewish people really getting ready to rebuild this last day's temple anytime soon in Jerusalem? Oh yeah. The signs are all over the place and the desire is going through the roof, including now with the Jewish leaders. I'm talking about whether it be the Jewish rabbis, leaders in the religious community, or even the leaders in the Jewish government, everybody's talking about building this temple again. Let me share some of that proof with you. Let's start with the rabbis.
Rabbi Ben Greenberg, please God, help us bring about your third temple. You have been with us throughout our long exile. You have sheltered us under the wings of your divine presence. You have protected us. You have led us to refuge when our neighbors would have us no more. Now, you have brought your people back into your land. You have restored our sense of national worth. We defend ourselves with your help. We govern ourselves with your help. We look to Jerusalem and see a city once again bustling with the sounds of children playing and brides and grooms dancing on their wedding day. We look to Har HaMoriah, the Temple Mount, and see a vacuum of what could be. What we see are the ruins of your glory on earth. The house of prayer for all people, the one location on the planet where genuine closeness to you could be felt. We know not how your Beit HaMikdash, the temple, will be restored, whether through human or divine intervention or combination of both. Those matters remain hidden to us. When the temple is restored, may we hear your promise as Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, heard it thousands of years ago, "I have heard your prayer and your supplication, that you have made unto me. I have hallowed this house, which you have built, to put my name there forever, and my eyes and my heart shall be there for all time." Amen. With hope, Rabbi Benjamin Green. Rabbi David Lau, he's Israel's chief rabbi, and he recently urged that the Jews can rebuild the temple in Jerusalem, saying, the structure could fit atop the Temple Mount without need to remove Muslim houses of worship. He would like to see the Jewish temple rebuilt on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem, and to build it, there was no need to remove any of the Muslim shrines on the Temple Mount, where there was plenty of room for Jews, Christians, Muslims, everyone, he told the Knesset channel on Tuesday. And this of course made Pope Francis happy, who has been meeting with the Jewish rabbis including Rabbi Lau. Rumerreports.com, after visiting the Holocaust Memorial, Pope Francis met with the chief rabbis of Israel, Rabbi Rosen, and Rabbi Lau. In his speech, the Pope summarized the relationship between the Jews and Catholics since the Second Vatican Council. Pope Francis, it is a bond whose origins are from on high, one which transcends our own plans and projects, and one which remains intact despite all the difficulties which, sadly, have marked our relationship in the past. RumeurReports.com, Pope Francis concluded his speech with an appeal to keep these bonds alive. He also called for greater mutual understanding between the two religions. Pope Francis, together, we can make a great contribution to the cause of peace. Together, we can bear witness, in this rapidly changing world, to the perennial importance of the divine plan of creation. 1. Rabbi Ben Dahan, there is a reason Palestinian Authority President, Mahmoud Abbas claims that the temple in Jerusalem never existed, there's a reason why he makes sure every archaeological discovery found linking the Jewish people to the Temple Mount will disappear. He understands that the Temple Mount is the beating heart of the Jewish people. The Temple Mount and the temple are the heart of the nation of Israel, and without a heart there is no body. He then added that the rebuilding of Jerusalem would not be complete until the temple, too, is rebuilt and the Temple Mount redeemed. We are all here to declare that we have returned to Jerusalem and God willing we will prepare the hearts of the people to return to the Temple Mount as well and to rebuild the temple. We aren't embarrassed to say it, we want to rebuild the temple on the Temple Mount. Rabbi Yehuda Glick, a notable Temple Mount activist, said, the time had come to replace mourning with action. For 2,000 years we lived out the verse in the Book of Lamentations, you shall surely weep at night. No more. We must stop weeping and start to take action. Rabbi Haim Richman, international director of the Temple Institute, declared, everyone that has ever attended a Jewish wedding knows that we break a glass, but how many internalize the message? The broken glass isn't supposed to let guests know when to shout Mazel Tov, on the contrary it is a catalyst to move people into a new level of consciousness that fuses mourning with celebration, giving hope for a time in which we will finally rebuild the Holy Temple in Jerusalem. Every single bridegroom announces the proclamation that he and his future household will not forget Jerusalem, because it is incumbent on every one of us, at all times, to prepare for the rebuilding of the Holy Temple. With the work of the Temple Institute over the last 3 decades, preparation for the temple is no longer a dream, it's a reality, in which everyone can play a part.
Whoa. Sounds to me like they're ready to build that thing. And take part in what? Oh yeah. Rebuilding the last day's temple in Jerusalem that the actual Antichrist will go up into and declare himself to be God. In fact, most people don't even realize that Rabbi Richman was just here in the US, and he just finished up a US tour called, The Holy Temple in Jerusalem, From Destruction to Rebuilding. It was, to give insights and progress towards the rebuilding of the Holy Temple in our time and its meaning for all mankind. Yeah. It means we're living in the last days and he's over here even in the US reminding us of that. In fact, it makes you wonder if the Antichrist who's going up into that temple is somewhere alive and well on planet Earth. Now, lest you think that the Jewish people really aren't going to be able to pull this off, the rebuilding of the temple, this is why many rabbis are not looking to just Pope Francis for help to build the temple but of all places, they're looking to our current president, Donald Trump.
Rabbi Yosef Berger, he believes, Trump will build third temple in Jerusalem.
U.S. President Donald Trump's unabashed support for the Jewish state and his public recognition of Jerusalem as its capital have many Israelis electrified. The current American leader's positive attitude toward Israel seems nearly illogical, especially after decades of far more hostile trends. That's why a prominent Israeli rabbi believes the reason for this unprecedented, at least in modern times, shift is that Trump has a big role to play in the building of the Third Temple and the coming of Messiah.
Rabbi Asaf Fried, words of prophecy are coming forth from the Bible and becoming facts.
While Muslims cheer, Israelis cheer President Trump's Jerusalem declaration, prompting Jewish religious activists to suggest building the Third Temple is closer to reality than ever before.
What he did was an enormous step in bringing the temple, said Asaf Fried, official spokesman for the United Temple Movement, an association of organizations working towards making the Third Temple a reality. He added, this necessarily had to come from a non-Jew in order to bring them into the process, so they will be able to take their part in the temple.
Fried sees Trump's role similar to the one played by Cyrus, the Persian king who ended the Babylonian exile and helped build the second Jewish temple. Fried describes Trump as a modern-day Persian king Cyrus the Great. He pointed to Proverbs 21:1, which says, like channeled water is the mind of the king in Hashem's, God's, hand, he directs it to whatever he wishes.
There have been amazing advances towards bringing the temple this year.
It was clear that Trump was part of that process, guided by Hashem, God, said Fried.
So that's what the rabbis are saying. that our president is being guided by God to do what he's doing. In fact, so much so they believe this, that they have made actual temple coins with President Trump's head right along King Cyrus. As we saw before, they just produced a new silver half shekel for temple purposes with our president's head on it. Here's the actual coin again. And again, the McDash Temple Educational Center from whom I bought this actual silver shekel from said this about it.
The temple movement and Jewish Sanhedrin issues half shekel coin with profile of Trump and Cyrus, the likes of which the Torah mandates every Jewish male must donate to the temple, with a weight of 9.5 grams in real silver. On the face of the coin is a picture of the temple with the inscription half shekel. On the other side is the figure of US President Donald Trump, alongside Cyrus, King of Persia, who made the building of the Second Temple possible.
But now they just came out with new gold temple coin hot off the press, with Trump and Cyrus's heads on it. Here it is. Again, this is from the McDash Temple Educational Center from whom I bought this actual gold temple coin from. The 70 years Israel Redemption Temple coin is in honor and praise of Israel's 70th Independence Day. The Sanhedrin, the McDash Educational Center, and the Temple Mount Zion organizations have minted this new temple coin with biblical verses on the coin declaring the proclamation of Cyrus, King of Persia.
Ezra 1:2. And he, Hashem, the Lord of the world, charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem.
This declaration took place exactly 70 years after the people of Israel were sent into exile and the prophet Jeremiah promised that with the passing of 70 years, I will bring you back to your place.
Therefore, this coin expresses our joy and gratitude that the American embassy will be transferred to Jerusalem in honor of Israel's Independence Day. It is the fulfillment of the Trumped declaration recognizing the centrality of Jerusalem as the capital of the State of Israel. The menorah, the symbol of the State of Israel, stands in the center of the coin together with the ancient Persian symbol, and the seal of the United States of America. Thus, this coin calls for the continuation of the ingathering of the Jewish exiles from all corners of the globe, to the land of Israel, to Jerusalem and to the temple, which will bring peace in the world, through the establishment of the third temple and the realization of the prophetic vision. On the backside is a dove, the universal symbol for peace, holding an olive branch in his beak, flying towards the temple.
Folks, we'd better wake up. These temple coins are talking about the real live temple that will be in existence when the Antichrist goes up in it halfway into the seven-year tribulation and declares himself to be God. In fact, the Jewish rabbis go on to say they think this is all divinely inspired and that this will bring forth the Messiah. Rabbi Kenneth Cohen, Mr. Trump, rebuild the third temple. You are the most powerful man on earth. When it comes to the Middle East, every president has tried to build his legacy by forcing an unrealistic settlement on the parties in conflict. I would like to suggest that you build your legacy in a way that wasn't attempted for a few thousand years. Mr. Trump, you have developed some of the most amazing building projects in your career. Rebuilding the Third Temple would be your most ambitious project by far. The temple was a place that actually brought peace to the world. The rabbis of the Talmud have stated that had the nations of the world known how much they benefited from the temple, they would never have destroyed it. By building the Third Temple, you will help bring back morality and holiness to the world. It will cause everyone to want to get closer to God and elevate himself to be a more righteous and caring individual. Knowing that temple service will be restored to the holiest place on earth will have a ripple effect throughout the world. I realize that we might have a little problem with the Al-Aqsa Mosque as well as the Dome of the Rock. Our modern technology will allow us to move these buildings to Mecca without causing any damage to these ancient structures. As for the details as to how to do the actual construction, the Temple Institute is ready to assist you. Rumor has it that there is even a red heifer waiting for service. So many people laughed at you when you decided to run for president. They are not laughing anymore. I know you like challenges and you want to make your mark on the world. As crazy as all of this sounds, Mr. Trump, you just might be the one to pull this off. Oh, and by the way, an added bonus for getting the job done will be the coming of the Messiah. Rabbi Gematria, some Jewish leaders have pointed out that the Gematria, numerical value, of Donald Trump's name equals that of the phrase Mashiach ben David, Messiah, son of David. They view the Gematria of Trump's name as an indication of him playing a role in the redemptive process - a role in preparing the conditions for the Messiah's arrival. The calculations they bring up are the fact that Trump was born 700 days before Israel became a nation, won the election on Prime Minister Netanyahu's 7th year, 7th month and 7th day in office, and served his first full day in the White House at the age of 70 years, 7 months and 7 days old. While we should be careful of reading too much into these numbers, it would seem that God himself has had his hand on the unusual rise of Donald Trump and if so, would have a particular purpose for his presidency. 3. Yeah, like help the Jewish people rebuild the temple. And according to the Jewish rabbis, this will pave the way for the coming of the Messiah. Isn't this wild? This is all going on right now in the news as we're all distracted by the economy, sports, social media, and other things. Now, speaking of getting help to build the temple from leaders around the world, the Jewish rabbis are also getting involved in their own government, and are starting to get the ear of figures like Benjamin Netanyahu. A high-profile temple activist joins the Netanyahu government, and that of course is Temple Mount activist Rabbi Yehuda Glick. He's been brought into the Israeli parliament as a member of Netanyahu's ruling coalition. And boy is he making an impact. And if you'll recall previously, he was the guy who got shot by the Muslim in 2014 with 4 bullet wounds to the chest, just for suggesting that the Jews get to pray on the Temple Mount like the Muslims do. It looked like it was the end for Rabbi Glick, but in what doctors described as a miracle, none of the bullets hit any vital organs. And after 1 month and 9 surgeries, he recovered, and it spawned the birth of several new organizations devoted to Jewish prayer rites on the Temple Mount. So, basically the Muslim attack backfired. Well, now he's in the Israeli parliament to influence the nation of Israel. And that influence is to what? To rebuild the temple. And lest you think it's not working, you're wrong. Ever since our president moved the U.S. embassy to Jerusalem, even Benjamin Netanyahu is now starting to say, it's time to rebuild the temple. Benjamin Netanyahu at the U.S. embassy in Israel, thank you all. And of course, I want to welcome Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. Your presence here today is a testament to the importance of the occasion, not only for the Trump administration but in a very personal way. For you in the pursuit of peace and for President Trump himself. Thank you. Dear friends, what a glorious day. Remember this moment. This is history. President Trump, by recognizing history you have made history. So, to me this spot brings back personal memories, but for our people, those profound collective memories of the greatest moments we have known on this city on the hill. In Jerusalem, Abram passed the greatest test of faith to be the father of our nation. In Jerusalem, King David established our capital 3,000 years ago. In Jerusalem, King Solomon built our temple, which stood for many centuries. In Jerusalem, Jewish exiles from Babylon rebuilt the temple, which stood for many more centuries. In Jerusalem, the Maccabees rededicated that temple and restored Jewish sovereignty in this land. And it was here in Jerusalem some 2,000 years later that the soldiers here in Israel spoke these immortal words, "The Temple Mount is in our hands." Words that lifted the spirit of the entire nation. We are in Jerusalem and we are here to stay. 4. And do what? Rebuild the last day's temple. It's all in the news, right now, the current news, as we sit here, dealing with our president and the current administration, all saying, let's build this temple again. And what temple will that be? Oh yeah. That's right. The one that the actual Antichrist will go up into halfway into the 7-year tribulation and declare himself to be God. We better wake up. The fourth way we know the Jewish people are getting ready to rebuild this last day's temple now, is that the non-Jewish leaders are ready to build the temple. You might think there's no way the Jewish people are going to get the Muslims or other nations to go along with this, even with President Trump's help and Benjamin Netanyahu's blessing, it's just impossible. Really? This is the other strange thing going on. Non-Jewish leaders from around the world are jumping on the bandwagon to rebuild this last day's temple as well. Makes you wonder if God's not controlling it all.
Proverbs 21:1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, he directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. Daniel 2:19. 20. 21. Then Daniel praised the God of heaven and said, "Praise be to the name of God for ever and ever, wisdom and power are his. He changes times and seasons, he sets up kings and deposes them." Daniel 5:21. The Most High God is sovereign over the kingdoms of men and sets over them anyone he wishes. Romans 13:1. For there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God.
And that's true not only with President Trump, but even other non-Jewish leaders from around the world, are all of a sudden pro-Israel, in favor of building this last day's temple, starting with Vladimir Putin. Rabbis are urging Trump and Putin to help rebuild the temple in Jerusalem. Within days of the election victory, longtime Temple Mount advocate and now prominent member of the Israeli Knesset Rabbi Yehuda Glick issued a call inviting Trump to visit the Temple Mount. This call was followed days later by an open letter from the reconvened Jewish Sanhedrin addressed to both the U.S. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin, asking them both to fulfill the Cyrus mandate of rebuilding the temple. The Sanhedrin is calling on Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Donald Trump to join forces together and fulfill their biblically mandated roles by rebuilding the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. Compared to President Trump, Russian President Vladimir Putin might seem like an even more unlikely Cyrus. Many would instead view him as a potential Gog-1 of Israel's great end-time enemies. However, the Sanhedrin are basing their letter to Putin on positive reports concerning his attitude to the Temple Mount. He visited the Western Wall and disclosed that he was personally praying for the rebuilding of the temple. Putin is walking down the hallway with the rabbis and police walking towards the synagogue. They come to a stop and he exchanges kisses of welcome with the rabbis. As they enter the building, he kneels and crosses himself at the replica of the Temple Mount. Cameras are going off all around him as he kneels once again to light a candle and places it on the stand. He again stands and crosses himself. He stands with the other rabbis while their pictures are being taken again. Then they walk to the model of the Third Temple. The rabbis explain what he is looking at. It is all spoken in Hebrew and Russian. He is shaking his head yes. Now if you notice there at the last, Putin was there with the rabbis shaking his head repeatedly over something, but it was before what? They were talking over a model of the Temple Mount. There was a little mini dome of the rock replica there and Putin shaking his head yes, over something. I don't speak Russian or Hebrew, but it's reported that, during his third official trip to Jerusalem, Putin paid a late-night visit to the Western Wall. And when he arrived at the holy site, the Russian leader stood in silence for several minutes, offering up a personal prayer, after which he read Psalms from a Russian-Hebrew prayer book. An Israeli bystander called out in Russian, "Welcome, President Putin." Putin then approached the man, who explained the importance of the Temple Mount and the Jewish temple. Then Chadri Acharidim, an Orthodox Hebrew news site, reported that Putin responded, "That's exactly the reason I came here, to pray for the temple to be built again." So, because of this, the Sanhedrin sends him a letter calling on him to fulfill his prayer, to help build the temple again, along with Trump. In fact, they go on to say, the leaders of Russia and America can lead the nations of the world to global peace through building the temple, the source of peace, Rabbi Weiss explained. We are poised to rebuild the temple. One rabbinical tradition states, Maimonides teaches that the temple will be built by Messiah himself, and in fact its construction will be one of the signs that he is indeed the Messiah. So that brings up the question, is this Cyrus-type figure the prophesied Antichrist on earth? Don't know. But one researcher stated, while the Sanhedrin is looking for a Cyrus-type figure to arise and help build the temple now, many Christians tend to link the rebuilding of the temple not with a Cyrus but rather with the Antichrist himself. The scriptures are clear that the coming Antichrist will defile this temple. In his day, King Cyrus helped build a temple in Jerusalem at divine instruction, which was later defiled by Antiochus, a type of Antichrist. Could it be that God will likewise in the end times raise up a new Cyrus figure that will help facilitate the rebuilding of the third temple, which will later be defiled by the Antichrist before the real Messiah finally returns to take his rightful place in the temple? Could be. Folks, it's all going down as we sit here, we better wake up and stop getting distracted. But you might be thinking, okay, that's fine and dandy with Trump and Putin's support, but you know there's no way the Muslims are ever going to go along with this. Really? Talk about directing a water course wherever he pleases. Some Muslim community leaders, right now, are saying they actually want to help build this temple too. Starting with this guy, Adnan Oktar. He's a well-known famous Turkish Muslim leader who hosted a prominent group of Israeli rabbis over one of their stated goals, to rebuild the Jewish temple in Jerusalem. The meetings included other Muslims and so-called Christian representatives as well. So, it's kind of like a one-world religion thing. But here's his bio. Adnan Oktar is a controversial but highly influential Muslim intellectual and author with over 65 million of his books in circulation worldwide. Oktar recently met with three representatives from the re-established Jewish Sanhedrin, a group of 71 Orthodox rabbis and scholars from Israel, to discuss how religious Muslims, Jews and so-called Christians can work together. The objectives of this alliance include waging a joint intellectual and spiritual battle against the worldwide growing tide of irreligiousness, in other words people who don't go along with a one-world religion, unbelief and immorality. But even more unusual is their agreement with regard to the need to rebuild the Jewish temple, a structure that Oktar refers to as the Masjid, Mosque, or the Palace of Solomon. An official statement about the meeting has been published on the Sanhedrin's website, and a historian to the Sanhedrin regarding issues related to Islam, emphasized the rebuilding of the temple as a very good development for all mankind. Oktar said Muslims, Jews and Christians share many common values and the current opposition was a ploy of Satan. He said people of reason who are full of love should come together and encourage peace. Achter has also stated that the Temple of Solomon will be rebuilt and all believers will worship there in tranquility. And during his meeting with the Sanhedrin, Achter expressed his belief that the temple could be rebuilt in 1 year at the most. It could be built to the same perfection and beauty. It could be rebuilt in a year in its perfect form. And since the meeting took place, two of the rabbis who met with Achter explained, the building of the temple is one of the stages in the messianic process. In other words, let's all build this one world religion temple and the Messiah will show up. But here's the actual news broadcast of one of their meetings.
Holy Land Uncovered reports, welcome back to Holy Land Uncovered, our next discussion can only take place in the Holy Land. Have you ever heard of the initiatives to build a third temple in Jerusalem? Well, even if you might have heard of such an initiative, this still might really surprise you. How about Turkish Muslims promoting the Third Temple project along with Jewish Orthodox rabbis? Meet Dr. Oktar Beybuna, who came here from Turkey.
Thank you so much and welcome to Israel.
Rabbi Yehuda Glick will also join us shortly. Oh, here he is, welcome to you as well. The Temple Mount is one of the biggest flashpoint sites in the region that often ignites violence and clashes. Your message here is holy sites should be centers of reconciliation and not conflict. Dr. Beybuna, for the people who are living in this country, it is sacred for Jews, for Muslims, and for Christians, and that makes it prone to violence.
It is no benefit for anybody.
It's a prayer house, where God's name is mentioned, and it has to be rebuilt so people of all the nations can pray there.
All nations, God says, to pray shoulder to shoulder to serve God. It states this from the Torah. Reporter, Rabbi Glick, you have met with a doctor here in the studio.
Were you surprised by the initiative? Rabbi Glick, yes, I am actually in a long-term connection with him and I think they are doing a wonderful activity. They are led by a very special leader from Turkey, Adnan Oktar. I think that it shouldn't surprise us that the people believe in God and know that God is inclusive and not exclusive. And he wants us all to join together and turn the Temple Mount into a house of prayer for all nations, and I think that, I am sure that, we are at the beginning of a biblical era where more and more religions from around the world will join this one initiative of turning the Temple Mount into a place where it should be a world center for peace and following the one and only God. Reporter, what we are seeing here is the images of the temple, the Third Temple Mount, which is very interesting, but I have to ask, is this doable or is it just a fantasy? With so many regulations, objections and funding, of course?
Rabbi Glick, with love and discussions, it is very, very doable. Actually, it is a promise from God as we read the statements from the Torah. We will pray there, it is a prayer house of God. Nothing can stop that.
It has pure gold carving with original form, it will be revealed as a prayer house for all the nations, shoulder to shoulder. It's doable because it is not going to damage either the Dome of the Rock or the Al-Aqsa.
There is enough land, and this can be a prayer house for Jews, Christians and the Muslim.
In other words, they want to turn it into a one-world religion temple. Wow. So, they've fallen for the one-world religion lie. The Pope must be happy. But here's the point. Who would have thought that the Muslim community would be chumming up with, and agreeing with, the Jewish rabbis about rebuilding the Last Days Temple? Let alone go along with a one-world religion. It's almost like, Proverbs 21:1, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord, he directs it like a watercourse wherever he pleases. In other words, God's directing these last days events for his purposes. One researcher states, as believers we should be watching these developments, praying for God's prophesied purposes to be accomplished, and checking our own spiritual lives to make sure that we're ready to meet the soon coming king. In other words, stop goofing off, we're living in the last days, make sure you're a bride of Christ. Why? Because on top of all this, there's even talk now about how the Jewish rabbis know the actual location of the Ark of the Covenant and they are just waiting for the right time to bring it out. And that right time is when the temple goes up. Check this out.
Rabbi Richman, there are inquiries about the Ark of the Covenant from all over the world because of the popularity of the issue for many people. It's an issue that has a lot of significance.
And now a very famous book has been written about it. There have been television specials, postulating this theory or that, but I would have to say what I would consider impeachable, unbroken transmission of knowledge of the Jewish people. There is no question about the Ark of the Covenant, that it remains in the same chamber as it was hidden by King Josiah towards the close of the First Temple. That chamber that was personally designed by King Solomon, who saw in a prophecy that the temple would be destroyed.
It was hidden there together with other items. We know where they are. An attempt was made a number of years ago to obtain them, but was not successful. But we certainly believe that when the proper time comes, we shall be able to gather these things for their position in the rebuilt temple.
In other words, when they get permission to build that temple, the Ark of the Covenant is coming out. And based on what we saw today, that time is just about here. That's Rabbi Richman from the Temple Institute. What more does God have to do to get our attention? One last time I belabor the point. What Jewish temple are we talking about here? That they're ready to put the Ark of the Covenant in. The temple that the actual Antichrist is going to go up into halfway into the 7-year tribulation and declare himself to be God. And so, if we see the Jewish and even non-Jewish leaders from around the world, even the Muslims, ready to rebuild this temple now, how much closer is the rapture of the church that takes place prior to all this? This is why, out of love, God has given us this update on the final countdown, tribulation rising concerning the Jewish people and the Antichrist, to show us that the 7-year tribulation is near, and the return of Jesus Christ is rapidly approaching. And that's why Jesus himself said,
Luke 21:28. When these things begin to take place, stand up and lift up your heads, because your redemption is drawing near.
Like it or not, we are headed for the final countdown. The signs of the 7-year tribulation are rising all around us. It's time to wake up. And so, the point is this. If you're reading this today and you're not a Christian, then I beg you, please heed these signs, heed these warnings, give your life to Jesus now. You don't want to be here when God pours out his judgment upon this wicked and rebellious planet. It's the worst time in the history of mankind, so horrible that unless God shortened the time frame, the entire human race would be destroyed. The only way to escape is through Jesus. Take the way out now before it's too late. Get saved today. But, if you're reading this today and you're a Christian, then it's high time we stop goofing off and getting distracted with this world. Let's get busy working together, sharing the gospel with as many as we can. Let's leave here living for Jesus and longing for his soon return. Amen?